Well, folks, it's my privilege to introduce you to Susan Luker, who is the winemaker here at CIMI. I'm spending the next few days here in Healdsburg, which is Sonoma County at its best. And I say that with all the different regions of Sonoma County. I love them. But this city really has turned into a wine hub here, Susan. We're excited today. We're going to go out to Dry Creek, and we're going to be talking about your Zinfandel, which I'll drink and you talk.
This is actually one of my favorite wines that we make here. It's two different growers in Dry Creek Valley, one a little closer to the creek and one a little bit more on the bench. And both of those give just a little bit different characteristic. We have some really bright raspberry characteristics and then some dark cherry that we get from the benchland fruit. And then, of course, we mix in a little bit of Petit Syrah just to give it a little bit more weight and a little bit more finish. Zin on its own, I think, is a little bit more delicate. I don't think anybody else agrees with me on that. But
Zin, when I think of Zin and some of the Zins from this area, they are punch you in the face type of wines, and so delicate is not a word I've heard associated very often.
I think it's just the picking decisions that we make. They're not low in alcohol. They're just little bit more of a finesse in their winemaking, so we ferment them in open-top fermenters, and I think that helps to blow off some of that alcohol and brighten up the fruit, and maybe gives it not really a delicate characteristic, but finesse. We'll say finesse.
Okay. You're back to that word. What happens with CIMI is, in all the features I do with Susan, we talk about a different area, which are all really surrounding Healdsburg. So it's a hub here, and I need people to get that concept, because when you come and stay here for a few days, you need a few days, because there's a lot of different directions to go depending on the wines you love, and unfortunately I love them all.
I mean, our winery, we're at a great position because we're right where Dry Creek, Alexander Valley, and Russian River come together. And then we also go down to Carneros and get a little Chardonnay from there and some Pinot, and we have Sonoma Coast Pinot as well. So we really do source from all over Sonoma County.
So we need to source some food to go with this wine, because it is that type of wine. It really does make you hungry and make you reach for another dish. So Susan, I asked you before in the show here if you were hungry, and you said no, and I still think you're going to be hungry here. So folks, we're going to enjoy some Zinfandel from CIMI Winery, and this is Healdsburg at its best. Well, folks, it's Cabernet time here. Cabernet is the king of wines, and we feel like we're kings here today. We're opening the Landslide Cabernet from CIMI, and I just happen to have the winemaker from CIMI here, Susan Luker. Great to be with you, and you're pouring Cabernet for us. This is a beautiful wine, and I'm ready for food the moment that I smell it.
This one will definitely make you hungry for a little bit of, I don't know, maybe a steak, or maybe
maybe two steaks.
We'll have to split one. We'll make two steaks out of one.
So tell us about this. Now, we earlier talked about the Alexander Valley Cabernet Reserve, and to me, I've had the opportunity a couple times to compare and contrast these. Let's talk about this, the fruit sourcing, because it is very interesting.
Well, the Landslide comes 100% from the Landslide Vineyard in Alexander Valley. So if you're familiar with Alexander Valley, it's in the southern end of Alexander Valley. So it's a little cooler in that section. So, and we have three different levels. It's over 170 acres. So that's quite a big vineyard to be able to pull from. So even though it's a vineyard designate, we're planted to Cabernet, Merlot, Cabernet Franc, Petit Verdot, Malbec, and a little tiny bit of Tannat. So we...
To who?
Tannat.
You knew I was not going to let that go by.
Tannat's the national grape of Uruguay. And I'm not sure why we have it in Alexander Valley, but we...
I do. I know why, because Nick Goldschmidt used to go there all the time and still does, I'm sure.
We actually like having just a little bit of a unique varietal to blend in, and we feel like it does add something. We think it really kind of...
It adds to the conversation, that's for sure.
Tannat or not Tannat is what we say every year when we're blending. Should we add that Tannat? And we almost always decide to add it.
So this is really a collaboration of all the different Bordeaux varietals. And is Tannat a Bordeaux varietal? So each year the blend is different, I'm sure. And that must be a great process.
It's a really fun process. It's definitely a purple tooth process. Where we
make sure dinner's ready before you taste these wines in the blending. Well, folks, we're going to enjoy some great Cabernet here. And this is Alexander Valley at its best and CIMI at its best. Susan, thank you so much for letting me enjoy these wines with you, and Chef has some great food for us, and I notice you're keeping up with me pretty well here for somebody who wasn't hungry to begin with.
The wines were so good, they made me hungry.
There, we got that perfect excuse, folks. Cheers, and may all your pains, Susan, be champagnes.
Oh, thank you.